sliced through her thoughts. That way, you won't be living in my shadow.
Nora didn't miss the irony there. Every Amish colony lived in its bishop's shadow, and she sensed the cloud over Willow Ridge, Missouri, had gotten a whole lot darker of late, even if Hiram no longer resided here.
That'll be fine. Thanks again.
What will you do with that big barn? I miss that more than the house.
Nora smiled. No need to tell this renegade everything, for who knew what he'd do with the information?
I have some ideas,
she hedged. Figured I'd live here a while before I committed to any of them. Finally, Hiram was headed down the road in his classic, perfectly preserved black Cadillac. Nora closed her eyes as the summer breeze caressed her face. She'd really done it. She'd spent her divorce settlement on this house and acreage with the huge barn, in the town where she'd probably be greeted with hatred and hostility as she stirred up old grudges like muck from the bottom of a farm pond.
But blood is thicker than water, isn't it?
Once the shock and accusations ran their course, Nora sincerely hoped to reconnect with her family, to ask forgiveness and make her peace while creating a purposeful, productive new life. Was she being even more naive and fanciful than when she'd believed Tanner Lanwer was her ticket to a storybook ending? Nora glanced at her watch. She still had an hour until the van was to arrive. She slid into her red BMW convertible to cruise town while she could still pass as an English tourist. Not that anyone would see her. Everyone from Willow Ridge and the nearby Plain settlements would be at Adam and Annie May's wedding. Once on the county blacktop, she turned left, away from town, and drove past a timbered mill with a picturesque water wheel. With its backdrop of river rocks, wildflowers, and majestic old trees shimmering in the breeze, the mill at Willow Ridge was a scene straight out of a Thomas Kincaid painting. Nora turned back toward town. Henry and Lydia Zook's home looked added on to yet again, and Zook's market had expanded as well. The white wooden structure sported a blue metal roof that glimmered in the afternoon sunlight. A handwritten sign on the door proclaimed the store closed for the wedding. Purposely not looking at her childhood home yet, Nora focused on the new house built on what had been the northeast corner of her father's farm. Across the road sat the Sweet Seasons Bakery Cafe and a quilt shop, more new additions, although she recalled the blacksmith shop behind them and the large white home down the lane, which had belonged to Jesse Lance. From what she could tell on the internet, Jesse had passed on, and Miriam had opened a bustling business. Who could have guessed an Amish woman would have a website with pictures of her meals and bakery specialties? Down the road stood the Willow Ridge Clinic, with what appeared to be a horse-drawn medical wagon parked beside it. Yet another startling change. Nora headed down the gravel road on the left, past the Brenneman cabinet shop, which looked the same as always. So did Tom Hostetler's dairy farm, where black and white cows grazed in the pasture near a red barn that sat behind the tall white farmhouse. Dozens of buggies were parked along the lane and around the side of the barn, yet the place looked manicured. Not so much as a scrap of paper marred the plain perfection of this scene. The sound of a hymn drifting out Tom's windows compelled Nora to stop. She'd all but forgotten the German words, yet the power of hundreds of voices singing in one accord made her swallow hard. The melody seeped into her soul, its slow, steady cadence stilling the beat of her heart. Nora sighed and drove on. Could she really go back to 3-hour church services, hard wooden pew benches, and endless droning sermons? She couldn't recall the last time she'd attended a worship service.